Well, things are never done, are they? They have a life to them. And the stereo mix is great. I wouldn't, you know, it's not immaculate. There's no such thing as an immaculate mix. And, you know, listening to the stereo versus the mono, the reverbs are very different on the stereo to the mono. It's quite a bit wetter. So I was making sure that it was not going to be wetter than the stereo. In fact, I think I'm a little bit drier than that, even though it's an Atmos, which does create a sense of space. The great thing about this is you have a reference. They can listen to the mono, or the stereo, or the Atmos version. I would never be as arrogant to say that I've made the definitive version of Pet Sounds. What I've done is I've made a Dolby Atmos immersive version of Pet Sounds that hopefully people will love and enjoy.